ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 9 चैप्टर 19 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल बी रीड 7 एंड 8 ऑन द बोर्ड टेक्स्ट 8 श्लोक 8 इज रिटन So we will repetition for this verse. However, I will read first text 7. Tame vapristamaya ramamana ajanaya vilokya kupasam vigna sam vigna namrishyat vasta karma tat. Translation of this verse. When the sea goat who had fallen into the well saw her beloved goat engage in sexual affair with another sea goat, another sea goats, she could not tolerate the goat's activities. Please repeat after me this one. Tam durhridam sad suhridropam kaminam chanasauhridam indriyaramam utsirja swaminam dukhitayayau tam durhridam suhridropam kaminam chanasauhridam indriyaramam utsirja swaminam dukhitagayau tam durhridam suhridrupam kaminam chanasauhridam indriyaramam utsirja swaminam dukhitayayau. Can you try this? Tam durhridam suhidrupam kaminam chanasauhridam indriyaramam utsirja swaminam dukhitayayau tam durhritam suhridrupam kaminam chanasauhridam ramam utsirja swaminam dukhitayayau. Any Mataji will try? Tam durhridam suhridrupam kaminam chanasauhridam indriyaramam utsrijya swaminam dukhitayajau. Tam him, the he-goat, durhridam, cruel-hearted, suhridrupam, pretending to be a friend, kaminam, very lusty, chanasauhridam, having friendship for the time being, indriya aramam, interested only in such sense gratification, or sensuality, utsrija, giving up, swaminam, to her present husband, or to the former maintainer, dukhitaha, being very much aggrieved, yaya, she left. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Aggrieved by her husband's behavior with another, the sea goat all thought that the he goat was not actually her friend but was hard-hearted and was her friend only for the time being. Therefore, because her husband was lusty, she left him and returned to her former maintainer. The words swaminam is significant. Swami means caretaker or master. Devyani was cared or by Shukracharya before her marriage, and after her marriage she was cared for by Jayati. But here the word Swaminam indicates that Devayani left the protection of her husband Yayati and returned to her former protector Shukracharya. Vedic civilization recommends that a woman stay under the protection of a man. During childhood, she should be cared for by her father, in youth by her husband, and in old age by a grown son. In any stage of life, a woman should not have independence. Tam durhridam suhirdrupam kaminam kshansauhridam indriya ramam utsirja swaminam dukhitayayo. So this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, this statement, this story narrated by Maharaj Jayati, in which circumstances, in which pretext this story he is telling and narrating to his wife Devayani. So this is not actually the actual story. This is like figuratively or allegorical description. This type of description, figuratively means some description is given, some story is presented, some episode is presented, and same time you are supposed to understand a parallel other meaning. Story and just corresponding to the story, there are some parallel another meaning. So he is telling a story of a he got and she got. Chagal, chag, chag, chagal, bakari or bakara. Bakari, you talk about Dehradun. So how in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jayati Maharaj name very prestigious. Even when Maharaj Parikshit took birth, at that time, when Brahmana was predicting about the good quality of Parikshit Maharaj, then they have stated that this child, Maharaj, your child, Parikshit Maharaj, he will be Jayati Riyo Dharmika. In religion, your child, Parikshit Maharaj, will be called like Jayati Maharaj. Jayati Maharaj was very dharmic, very religious personality. Every action he did that is according, that is supported by scriptures, Vedic literature. So incident, in order to understand, come to this story, present story, which he is presenting figuratively or allegorically. We know the very celebrated story that there was a king and he has a daughter, her name was Sarmishtha. Virshaparvad, king name, it took birth in demoniac family, but he was a nice, pious king, and he has one daughter, her name was Sarmishtha. So one day, Sarmishtha, along with her other friend Sakhi, went in the forest. And one point in the middle of garden, they saw a very reservoir of water, pond was there. So then when they are roaming in that area, immediately they felt the pond was such a crystal clear water was there. Lotus were blooming in all over the pond. Then they desired to take bath. So immediately they took off their garment. completely become naked, and all of girls, they entered in the water. They are taking bath, sporting in the water. Meanwhile, by the will of Providence, Shiva just passed through that area, that pond. And Shiva was seated in his bull carrier, Nandi, along with his wife, Parvati. Both were seated on the bull, and immediately all the girls, they fell ashamed, and immediately rushed, came out from the reservoir of water, pond, talab, and they covered their body. By the mistake, the king's daughter, Sir Mister, because if they were so much hurry and if they were ashamed, immediately she did what? She took the cloth of Devayani. Devayani was the daughter of Shukracharya, spiritual master. So Sarmishta put that garment on his body, cover her body with the cloth. And when Devayani came to know that she has taken my cloth, she became very much upset, and then quarrel started between them. She was telling, Devayani was telling that I am the Brahmin, higher caste, and you are a Kshatriya, lower caste. How did you dare to put my holy, pavitra garment on your body? You have contaminated my cloth. So she was the princess. She became also very much upset. And she also started to be your beggar. Your father always banging in front of my door. We are maintaining. So this way the quarrel started, and then they started to physically fighting, and immediately Sarmishta, she was the king's daughter, some sort is strong enough, and she threw her Devayani in the well. So Devayani and all the garment, they took out all the garment. Completely Devayani was naked, and she fell. She was fallen in the well, and then all the girls, they went in the capital city, Nagar. So here story starts. This is the real story, but Jajati Maharaj describing that figuratively with the same story. The Jajati Maharaj, while hunting in the forest, Maharaj become thirsty. And Maharaj Jajati was looking for water, and he came near the well. He looked in the well. So there was no water, it was a dry well. But he saw, Maharaj Jajati saw Devayani. Devayani was in the well. She has been fallen in the well. And she was crying helplessly. And of course she was completely naked. As soon as Maharaj Jajati saw that girl, naked girl, fallen in the well, immediately he felt karuna, mercy upon her, and he dropped his upper garment, chadar, uttariye, so that Devayani could cover her body. So when she covered the body, and Maharaj Jajati, he caught her hand and lifted her out of the well. This was the process. He put his, caught her hand, she raised her hand upward and she down, and he caught, Maharaja Jati caught her hand and lifted her out of the well. As soon as Devayani came out from the well, immediately she wishes, she expressed the desire, she wishes to marry Maharaj Jajati. So in first, Jajati Maharaj flatly refused. No way. By the time he could know everything, what incident had taken place, you are the daughter, of a Brahman from a high caste and I am a Kshatriya from the lower caste. So this type of marriage is Vilom Vivah. Vilom Vivah means the boy from lower caste and girl from higher caste. This type of marriage generally it is not supported, not advocated by Shastra. So first of all, flatly he refused because of her being a daughter of a Brahman. So, since you are a Brahman, it is not possible at all. Then Devyani, here Srimad Bhagavatam described Prem Nirbhaya Gira. Very pitifully, his words were saturated with love and affection. She was requesting, "My dear king, please accept me as your wife. I want to marry you." So, and she presented a logic, "By accepting my hand, while lifting me from the veil, you have accepted, you have caught my hand. So by accepting my hand, you have already accepted me as your married wife." Since you Pani Grahan, Hath Pakar, Pani Grahan, since you have already, in due course of lifting her, Maharaj Jajati has caught hold of her hand and he had lifted. So since you have accepted my hand, means you have caught my hand, you have accepted my hand, means you have already accepted me as your married wife. So please, answer here Srimad Bhagavatam, Prem Nirbhaya Gira. She was speaking from the within of her heart, helplessly. Her words were saturated with prem, love and affection. Prem Nirbhaya Gira. And also she requested that this sabandh, this our relationship as a husband and wife, this is also made possible by the providence, by the Daya, Krishna, God. Otherwise, I was lying in the driveway. So when you came in touch with me here, it means it is the will of providence, will of Krishna. So please accept me. Besides, first of all, first logic that since you have accepted my hand already, I am your wife. And other reason, that this relationship is made possible by God only, Krishna only. It is desire of providence. So you should accept. So far as you are talking that I am Brahmin and you can't marry me as a Kshatriya, so let me tell you that I cannot have a Brahman for my husband. I am cursed by a Brahmin, a Brahmachari, Kach. I am cursed by cursed Kach that I will not have a Brahmin as my husband. Then she related whole the story. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahabharata also described, Prabhupada described in the purport that you must have heard the special learned called Mrit Sanjeevani Vidya. There is a Vidya, learning, there is art. By use of that art, Vidya, someone can revive a man who has already died. He can bring back in the life. Again, Mrit Sanjeevani Vidya. So this Vidya originally was known only by Shukracharya. Shukracharya single-handedly he was knowing this Vidya, Mrita Sanjeevani Vidya. So one time, Brihaspati ji, all the demigods, they wanted to know, they wanted to learn this Vidya. So for that end, for that reason, they requested Kach. Kach was the son of Brihaspati ji, Dev Guru Brihaspati. And then Kach agreed and Kach came to Shukracharya with the intention to learn that Vidya. Mrit Sanjeevani Vidya. By this Vidya, you can revive back into life someone who has already died. So Kach came. He became a student of Brihaspati, Shukracharya, and he was learning that art, Vidya. Meantime, Devyani, she also developed attachment for Kach. And she wishes to marry her. So she was helping, rendering services also very friendly together. She wanted to marry her, but Kach could not figure out for what. He was thinking that my sister, God sister. But when the Vidya finished, and Kach was about to depart from the ashram at that time, Devyani approached her and she revealed her heart that she wanted to marry Kach. But Kach again refused, "No, I can't do this one. You are the daughter of my spiritual master, exactly as good as my own sister. So I can accept you as my wife." And she was requesting, "No, you should." Then eventually Devyani, he refused. Kach refused, "No, I can't." Then she became very much upset. And she cursed Kach. Kurva such a, "You are not accepting, you are disrespecting my love towards you. So I curse you. Whatever you have learned, this Vidya, it will go in vain. It will become useless. You will forget everything." So Kach, since many years he has tried, he learned the Vidya, and by sharp curse, in a fraction of a minute, everything has become vacant. So he became very much upset and he retaliated. "You curse me and I lost all my learning Vidya. Labor of many, many years I did to learn this Vidya, Smriti Sanjeevani Vidya, and you are spoiling this. I curse you. You will not have a Brahman as your husband. Means you can't marry a Brahman anymore." So she requested, "Because you have accepted my hand, first reason. Second reason, that this our relationship between you and me as husband and wife, it is will of providence, Deva, Krishna. So you said, besides, I could not have Brahmin as my husband. So I have to marry Kshatriya, otherwise even Sudra. So please accept." So Srimad Bhagavatam described that Jajati Anabhipretam. Though Jajati did not like this idea, this type of marriage, pratilom vibaha, is generally not supported by Vedic literature. But he thought that this sabandh is made possible by Providence, Krishna, God. And besides, manasastu tadagatam. And from within, his mind was also very much attracted towards the Devyani. So he accepted her, and then marriage took place. Whole story Srimad Bhagavatam described. However, she was married, and since Sarmishtha has offended her, so when Shukracharya gave Devyani in marriage to Jajati Maharaj, and that time Shukracharya made this condition that Sarmishtha should go with Devyani as her maid servant. So she was Prince Sharmishtha, but she accepted, and Devyani, the queen of Maharajajati, and Sharmishtha was also there serving as the maid servant of Maharajajati, or maid servant of Devyani. So this happened, and then what happened? Sharmishtha, she was also the princess, the daughter of a prince. She has a beautiful personality, handsome personality. One time, Sharmishtha approached Maharajajati, and she approached Maharajajati and requested Maharajajati, please enable me to begot a son from my womb. Means indirectly he requested, you beget, please beget a son from my womb. So this was the situation. His own wife Devyani was there, and also condition was Shukracharya warned him that Sharmishtha should not share your bed anytime. Don't treat Sharmishtha as your wife. Only she should be given treatment as maid servant only. So Maharaj Jajati was remembering, and he had promised that I will not accept Sharmishtha as my wife. I will not beget any son in the womb of Sharmishtha. He had promised already before. But this time, Sharmishtha approached, and then he accepted. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada many times written and Vedic literature, when a kshatriya is approached by a woman, qualified woman, a kshatriya can not deny her request. This is religious principle. If a qualified woman approaches a kshatriya, and if she is qualified enough, then a kshatriya has no right to refuse her request. So Maharaj Vyajati was knowing this principle, he accepted. And then previously he has always Maharaj Jajati begot 5 sons. 2 sons in the womb of Devyani and 3 sons in the womb of Sharmishtha. So all together Maharaj Jajati got 5 sons. When Devyani came to know that my husband Jajati Maharaj has begot sons in the womb of Sharmishtha, she became absolutely upset, and she ran away from the house. She went to Shukracharya and complained. And then Shukracharya immediately, as soon as Shukracharya heard that he has broken his promise and he has begot son in the womb of Sharmishtha, immediately he cursed. You become old immediately, important. And as soon as Shukracharya uttered the curse, when curse as soon leapt out from his lips, immediately Maharaj Jajati became old. However, Jajati Maharaj and then Devyani was requested, and then Shukracharya somehow he gave some arrangement that you can exchange, trade your old age with youth if someone wants willingly to give you. And then Maharaj Jajati approached Jadu Maharaj, son of Devyani, eldest one. Jadu Maharaj flatly refused. He begged that, since this is the gift from your Nana, Shukracharya has given. So please give your youthfulness to me, your youth to me, so that I want to enjoy material delights. And you accept my old age. Jadu Maharaj flatly refused. Then he approached second son, Jadu Turvasu Rud. Fourth son denied. Fifth one, Puru, he gave his youthfulness, Javan, to Maharaj Jajati, and he accepted Jajati old age. So in this way, Jajati Maharaj got the youth of his son, and again he enjoyed this material happiness for continuous 1,000 years. Previously he has enjoyed many thousand years, but after gaining the youth from his son, youngest son, he enjoyed for 1,000 years. And at one point he becomes very much disgusted in his position. And then he developed some type of detachment from within. He was thinking, what I have done? I have wasted my whole life simply in sense gratification. I could not know, I did not realize the self, I did not engage myself in service of Krishna. At that time he was very much disgusted, and then he narrated this story. So it is figuratively the story part that I will read the story. Srinu Bhargavyam Gatham. O Devayani, please hear a gatha, story, history, Madvidha Charitambhu. This story is the story of a person like me who is completely engaged in sense gratification. When the Dhira, some person he went to the forest, engaged in devotional service, when those saintly person remember the characteristics of this type of person like me, they become very much pitiful, they develop mercy, they want to deliver. So please listen a story. Figuratively, Vasta Eko Bane Kashit. Now story part. Vasta means Bakara, Chagal. There was once upon a time there was a bakara, chag. And he was roaming in the forest. He was in order to get nice, soft, green grass for eating. He was roaming, wandering in the forest. Dadarsa kupe, one point he saw in a coop, in the well, Patita Ajam. He saw one bakari was, he had fallen in that well. Bakara, he was roaming here and there, looked in the well, he saw that there was no bakari. Ajam. Swa karma vasam. Out of the influence of her own karma, apne karma vas us kuwe mein gir gayi thi. Swa karma vasam. Out of, by the influence of her own karma, fruity bhakti, she had been fallen in the well. And he saw, the bakara saw the bakari. And then bakara, she likes a very beautiful, nice, handsome, very healthy bakari was there. To tasya udharno payam. So then again, he thought about the upay, how he can uplift, take out, deliver that bakri from the bell. Kami bichintyan, he first thought, how can I do this one? And then vyadhat, then he did. Tritham udhritya, the edge of the bell, he started to dig with the help of his horns. Bakara has to get out the bakari from the out of the well, then he started to dig that the edge. Vishal Agrina. By that upper part of his horn, he started to dig, and successfully he was so strong that he made a slope, a ramp, and he lifted, he dragged her out from the well. There was Bakara, and then he was so expert that first he started to dig, he was strong enough to dig the edge of the well and make a ramp, a slope, and he delivered her from the well. Drag out the Bakri from the well. Take out. So Vatirya, as soon as the Bakri came out from the well, Utirya, Tameva Chakme, she developed, she fell in love with Bakra. Tasyam Britam Samasya. And the Bakra accepted, very easily Bakra accepted, and when the other Bakri, beside this Bakri, the Bakri who has fallen in the well, other Bakri, when they saw that very strong person, Kant Kamidam, he was very handsome, strong, and he is very much expert in erotic dealing with the woman, Bakri. They also joined. And then Bakra was so lusty that he was enjoying with this Bakri association, this the Bakri, but he also started to associate other Bakris also. Tameva Prishtama. Then the Bakri, the Bakri who had fallen in the well, when he saw that my husband, Bakra, is giving association, intimate association for other Bakri, then she did not appreciate. What would appear? She did not tolerate at all. Tameva premate below ke kup namrishat talvar. She did not tolerate that karma of the Bakra, and immediately she left. And he went to his previous protector, childhood protector. She Bakri ran away. And then this verse talk about here. Tam durhirdam sahirdrupam. His durhirdam. He said that this Bakra, my husband, is very hard-hearted personality. Sahirdrupam. Though he pretended to be a friend, but actually he is not my friend. He is pretending to be my friend. Duhridrup. And Kaminam, he is very much lusty, because besides me, he is also giving intimate association for other Bakari. Shansh Sahurdam. His friendship was very shansh, temporary, not permanent. Indriyaram. The Indriyaram, Indriyaram, one body, Atmaram, who derives pleasure in Atma, the soul of Krishna, and some persons simply they derived in pleasure in the sense gratification, that person are called Atmaram. So Indriyaram, he is Indriyaram. He derived pleasure out of sense gratification. So Utsirja, immediately she gave up all friendship, affinity, and relations, she ran away. Swaminam Dukhitagata. She became very much aggrieved, very much distressed. She left the association of the Bakra, her husband, the present protector, and she went to her previous protector, means childhood protector. He went to her father. So this is the part of a story part. Jajati Maharaj was telling a story with Devani. Devani understood what he is talking about. So here, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the Bakri was in the Woman was in protection of her husband. He gave up the protection of her husband and he went. She needs protection. Without protection, she could not survive. So, at the present, she was protected by husband. So, when she left the protection, came out from the protection of husband, immediately she remembered her father, childhood protector, and she went to the previous protector. And then Srila Prabhupada, it is very well known, whenever this type of topics comes, then Prabhupada writes this type of. I will read that sentence as well. Vedic civilization recommends that a woman stay under the protection of a man. During childhood, she should be cared for by her father, in youth by her husband, and in the old age by a grown sons. In any stage of life, a woman should not have independence. So, here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, the point is this, that when see in this Devayani, when he was with Maharaj Jajati, but somehow or other some misunderstanding took place, quarrel took place. So she went to Shukracharya for protection. So a woman, they are very soft heart. So they should be given all due protection in any stage of life. They require protection. Without protection, they could not develop their character. In order to develop their character nice way, develop their personality, they need some protection. So here Prabhupada is concluding sentence that a woman should not have independence in any stage of life. A woman should not have independence, neither they should be given all due respect, and they should be given all due protection. Should be given. As one time we have discussed that there is one question. Yaksha was asking question from Yudhishthir Maharaj. Very celebrated conversation between Yaksha and Yudhishthir Maharaj. One question Yaksha has asked, that who is the friend given to a man by Krishna himself, by providence of Daiva? Because Daiva Krita Shakha. And in the answer of this question, who is the friend given to a man by Krishna, by providence, by God? This was the question. And answer by Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Nari, wife is the friend given by Krishna himself. So the wife is the gift by directly by Krishna. So they should be given, they should be cared very nice, they should be given all due respect. Never ever in the mind one should dare to insult or disrespect a woman. Always they deserve all respect and honor and protection from the man. Okay, I think time is over. So if any question or comment, I'd like to ask.
Thank you.
Hold on. Will complete.
So, like concern, a question that is raised in this particular context is that what is the concern of Jayanti? Is it that the Vajrayana was not satisfied? The reason why he's using this story, or what is his motive using this story? So, telling this story to the Vajrayana.
Say, no. Jayati Maharaj, he was a nice emperor, king. But when also the Bhagavatam described in previous chapter, he performed many sacrifices in order to please the Supreme Personality of God. Sarva Devam Vayam. And in the every single sacrifices, in order to please Krishna, he gave abundant of gift. Dakshina, puri Dakshina. So, since same time he was engaged in performing sacrifices and his mind was concentrating on the lotus feet of Krishna, he wanted to satisfy Krishna. because Krishna is seated in everyone's heart, from within he became very much disgusted and he developed detachment. So, he wanted to give up this material sense gratification. So most immediately his attraction was with wife. So he started to tell this story. He talks about himself and the further part description that Devyani also, since she was a highly qualified woman, daughter of Supra, well educated, she also could realize the seriousness of the human form of life. This should be engaged. Human form of life should be utilized in the service of Krishna. So, Maharaj Jayati left the kingdom and Devyani also followed him. And they both performed austerity in the middle of forest and both got similar perfection. Whatever Jayati Maharaj had done, Jayati Riva Dharmika, every single action was based on scripture, supported by Dharma Viruddho Bhuteshu Kamosmi Bhartar Sabha. When Krishna talks about lusty desire, kam, if it is not contrary to religious principle, then this is my Vibhuti. I am the lust which is not contrary to the religious principle. So Jayati Maharaj was top to bottom. Every single, he did not do anything which was contrary to the religious principle. As a king, as a kshatriya, he was supposed to, and in order to, a king has responsibility to give the further, the future emperor also here who can take. So it is a many things a kshatriya has to give the citizen. One gift that the citizen must get a nice prince king who can protect the kingdom. So for that reason they engage in sense gratification in order to beget children. So okay. So,
when
Pata nazdik rakhiye phone ko.
So, how you forgot the promises we had given to Shukaracharya? He was a great king and this and you know, Satya, so Satya equally approach Satya, he cannot deny. But how could he forget the promise which he had given?
No, at that he was remembering. But there, when Prabhupada writes that similar part, Sarmishtha requested, he said, please enable me to have a son. That time he remembered that he had promised. But their dharma sankat, which one, the better one? So while he was remembering, everything was remembering, still he did the right thing. He accepted Sarmishtha as his wife. And he begot children, sons in the womb of Sarmishtha. So that time, the dharma sankat, dilemma was both. One, that you have to keep the word, being a kshatriya, he has to apne bachan ka palan karna hai. That he has and same time, if a woman approaches a kshatriya, especially for son, the kshatriya should not deny that. So he, both option was there. The better one was to accept Sarmishtha as his wife and begot sons in her womb. And he did.
How did she press him? So how the verses were reacting?
No, that Shukracharya has a power. First he was cursed. But again he took out that curse. I mean, Shukracharya has mystic power. That he can do. It is beyond our experience, but inconceivable. Shukracharya has such a power, he cursed and ultimately he made some arrangement to take out the curse also. Okay, so here. Yeah.